Welcome to the Miss Manuel podcast, home to viewing a female's perspective in the automotive, motorsport, and blue-collar industry. I'm your guest host, Hillary, or Auto Body Barbie, and I'm super excited to have Jessica Brownlee with me here tonight, or on Instagram, you can find her at The Blackest Years. So Jessica and I, we've been connected on Instagram for quite a while now. She's been in the industry since 2012. She has worked in high production collision shops and has spent time as both a body tech and painter. So I'm going to turn it over to you now, Jessica. Just give us a little walkthrough of how you got your start in this industry.
Hey, so I actually started off in retail. For a while, when I was in college, I had a part-time job in retail, and when I ended college, I didn't know what else I was going to do, and they had a management position open up, and they offered it to me, so I took that, and so I did retail for a long time. I was an assistant manager for the Children's Place and American Eagle, but because I fell into it, I didn't really like it, and I wanted to try something else, and so I was on the community college website looking at all their programs, and I saw Autobody, and I thought, why not, you know? And that's how I started, and I went to school for it, and I've been doing it ever since.
That's awesome. That's quite a transition, eh? To go from retail to Autobody, like two different worlds.
Oh yeah, it was like it was a big transition. There was a huge learning curve.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like two different worlds. And you're in Kentucky, right? That's where you are?
I am. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I guess I forgot to mention that, but yeah, that's quite a transition, but that's really cool. So along your journey, what are some roadblocks that you've personally encountered and how did you overcome them?
Oh, there are so many.
I know, right?
So I spent 2 years on the wait list for the community tech college program. Yeah.
Wow.
And then when I finally got in, I did a year. It was a 2-year program. I did a year and then our teacher got deported.
Oh my God.
He got sent back to Canada. He was here from Canada on a work visa and they chose not to renew it. So then he got deported. And okay. The community college is kind of a mess, so the program fell apart after that, and I dropped out. Mm-hmm. And then I found a shop that was willing to take me on part-time. And so I did auto body during the day, and then I still did retail nights and weekends until the shop took me on full-time. Mm-hmm. Since then, I've kind of bounced around trying to find my place in a shop that was decent to work at, but I really didn't have as much struggle once I actually got into the industry. It was just like getting in that was the really hard part.
Right. Yeah, like just kind of getting your foot through the door.
Mm-hmm. Because no one wanted to take me seriously, which is why I tried to do the community tech program.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I know it's like, I feel like that's something a lot of women in this trade struggle with. And it's mm-hmm. good to hear, you know, someone like you who persevered and, you know, you just got to like push through it. And I know it can be really, you know, discouraging for a lot of women. So it's awesome to hear stories where, you know, perseverance pays off.
Yeah, you just got to keep following through.
Yeah.
Beating the doors.
For sure. Then like, you know, with anything, it's like if you're passionate enough about it, you'll get there, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So this is always a favorite question of mine because I love hearing everyone's answers. But what is a common myth about being a woman in this trade, or what is the most ridiculous thing that has been said to you?
Well, so a common myth is that women are too emotional or they're overly emotional. And I've worked on both sides. You know, I used to work in retail and I worked with a lot of girls mostly. And then I transitioned to Autobody and I work with a lot of boys. And women being the emotional ones is not true. That's completely a myth. It is
I agree.
A hot mess out there.
Guys are like a sewing circle with gossip and, you know, they cry.
Oh my gosh, it's out of control. They like to stir up gossip and then they sit back and they're like, oh my gosh, look at those girls. They're so emotional.
Right?
It's like, what do you mean you started it?
They do. They like stir the pot and then wait for us to react and then we're the crazy ones.
Yes, exactly.
That's good. That's good. I love that. Are there any resources that have really helped you on your journey that you think our listeners should look into? It could be like a website, a book, a Facebook page, anything.
Well, I definitely think that community college programs are worth looking into, even though it didn't work out for me. Well, it did. I mean, it gave me my foot in the door, mm-hmm. but it's a cheaper resource to use that most people have access to. There's also a lot of YouTubers, refinish technician YouTubers, that do really great videos for people to look at. Those are really the resources that have really helped me.
Yeah, there's so much on YouTube these days. Like, I know, I feel like Motivated Painter's on there.
Yeah, he does good stuff.
Yeah, he does. And then we'll just sideline, but you are also starting your own YouTube channel.
I am, but I'm not allowed to show my work.
No. So,
yeah, unfortunately. So it's not going to be refinish focused unless I'm doing something on my car, which I can show.
I feel like I just saw, like, just a few minutes ago, a clip of a new video you had uploaded, and I feel like your dog was in it, maybe. I just kind of briefly saw it. I was like, I'm going to come back and watch this.
Yes, she is. She is my little shadow. So I'm doing vlogging. So she's always in the background because I'm just at my house filming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's always right there.
All right, so is my dog. They're like little shadows, right?
Oh, yes, I love Kitty. Oh,
I know. She's so great.
I've always loved Great Danes.
They're such great dogs. Like, she's my husband's dog, so he had her when we met. And I didn't really, know much about Danes, but, like, she's just so chill, like, for their size. And, you know, aww. We put her in the car. Like, she comes back and forth to Michigan with us, and she's, like, at the shop, and she's just like, this is awesome.
Does she fit in the car?
Yeah, because Danes love small spaces, so I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do. Like, if her crate's set up, she'll sleep in there by choice. They're great condo dogs because they're so low energy, but I have a little two-door 07 Civic, and I've had four people in it and her in, like, the middle in the back seat, like, just as happy as can be.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, but what kind of dog is yours?
She's a mixed breed. She is, as far as we can tell, border collie mixed.
Yeah, she looks kind of collie-like.
Yeah, and she's got that intense look, stare, mm-hmm. focus
of a border collie.
Yeah, she's from what you're saying, Kitty is like very like meh, like taking a nap. Not
oh my
Morgan.
God, yes.
Morgan is all about it. She's all up in your face, like what's happening? What's going on? Do you need something? Do you need me?
Yeah, direct opposite of Kitty, who's like, I'm just gonna sleep. but yeah, circling back, so YouTube for sure, that's definitely a great resource. I totally agree with you on that one
for sure.
What do you wish that you had known when you first started out? Because I know they always say hindsight's 20/20.
Just that the industry is so small, everyone knows everyone. You have to be really careful not to burn any bridges. I keep hearing about, you know, the tech shortages, but it just doesn't seem to be the case where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
We have painters who have worked at shops in my town for the same shop for 20 or 30 years.
Wow.
So it's really hard to move up, especially in paint. They hire more for the body side,
mm-hmm.
but it's pretty competitive to become a painter here.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, it's like we're definitely facing a trade shortage here. And I can remember like starting out, you know, auto bodies being such a low paid trade and mm-hmm. everyone leaving for better paying jobs. Like we have here, we have our transit system, like the streetcars and the buses. So you can go and work for them, like, I don't know, riveting panels on buses. And you start at like in the 40s an hour and you get like full benefits, full pension. So a lot of the older guys are leaving to do that. And now like I can see our pay scale.
I mean, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But
I don't know if it's because like I'm in kind of the Southern United States and maybe, you know, blue collar is just a way of life down here. As opposed to your location, I don't know.
I think like part of it as well has to do with cost of living. Like I'm in a city that's like ridiculously expensive. And if the insurance companies aren't paying out more than like $52 an hour, a tech's not going to make more than $30 an hour. And honestly, like making $30 an hour here, like you wouldn't be able to afford to live on your own. So I feel like that's part of it. Yeah. Like my husband being from Michigan, you know, we go back and forth often and just seeing like how cheap things are there. Like 6% taxes, like we're paying 13%. And I mean, mind you, that like rolls into our universal healthcare and we have like good roads and good infrastructure, but it's like, yeah, it's crazy. And I think that has a lot to do with it here, where it's like, and like, I would say most of the United States, like you can work a blue collar job and make like a really comfortable living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, everything is cheaper here, and it sounds like, you know, when you compare cost of living to wages, it pays better to work in auto body here than it would be for you guys up there.
Absolutely. And like just as of maybe about a year ago, and now I'm starting to see, because they're so desperate for workers, like we have a whole apprenticeship program you have to go through here to get, you get like a license to be a body tech. So they're hiring like a licensed body tech. I saw one ad starting at like 140,000. I think there was an ad for a painter starting at like 200 grand. Like it's insane, like to see the change, because now they're like, well, no one can do these jobs. Like we've lost everyone, so we paid them like shit. So now they're really scrambling. Like shops are just, they're just stuck. It's crazy.
Well, I'm about to move to Canada, so I'll see you soon.
come, I got a job for you. okay, where were we now? Ah, if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Okay, so I had to think really hard on this because I have no idea. But what did I decide was going to be my superpower?
So many choices.
I know, I came up with something. Oh, control the weather.
Oh. Hey, that's a good one.
I'd like to control the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just, you know, if the shop gets slow, throw some ice on the roads.
But you guys get snow, right? Like, decent snowfalls?
We get snow.
In Kentucky? Yeah.
Not every year. We don't get decent snowfall every year. Mm-hmm. But usually we get at least one snowfall, maybe.
Yeah, enough to create some work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd just be making it snow all the time.
Yeah.
I can remember like my old boss when I worked in a collision shop, he would always, you know, be watching out the window and it would start to snow and he's like, yeah, come on. Like so excited. I'm like, you are a sick person.
Yeah.
But yeah, for sure.
So it's okay, we'll fix it.
Jessica, what advice would you give to someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours?
Well, like we discussed before, you really have to have that perseverance. You really have to have a tough skin too. And I don't know if you can make it if you're not going to have a tough skin and keep coming at it and keep fighting for it. And then also, you know, wear your PPE. Very important to do that.
Now break that down. What does PPE stand for in case there's someone who doesn't know?
Personal protective equipment. So wear your mask, protect yourself, wear your gloves. Yes. This stuff is like no joke.
That's true. And I feel like a lot of it's just like you don't feel the effects right away. It's long term, right? So it's
right.
Easy to be like, you know, you see people like, oh, I don't need a mask. I'm like, yeah, but you're like 20 years old. You're in the prime of your health. Like you'll feel that.
Yeah. Or they're like, oh, it was just 5 minutes. But that adds up.
It does. Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. And I agree with you as well on the.
And then treat every car like it's your car.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Take pride in what you do.
For sure.
For sure. So I'm curious to know what and or who inspires you.
So a big inspiration for me is my mom. She was a jump master in the 82nd Airborne in the 80s.
That's amazing.
Kids. Yeah. So she's always encouraged me to just do whatever I want. And like, she gives me courage to like go into boys clubs and break down whatever rules there are. And then my husband does the same thing as me. So he's an inspiration that he just keeps going every day.
Oh, that's really cool. Are you guys at the same shop or you work in like different locations?
We're at different shops. He is at a dealership and I'm at a locally owned place. And his dealership has a rule that we can't work together. So.
No, like inter-employee dating type of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And how did you guys meet?
We met through the community auto body program, college program.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that. My husband does, he's not in. For me, when there's just someone who can do to your work, I guess, and you can, like, we talk about cars or, you know, we're walking in the mall today, like, talking about, like, color matches, and then we're like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah, we both use Sherwin-Williams paint lines, and so we'll call each other with questions all the time about this, that, or the other. Like, hey, what do you do about this? And hey, what do you do to mix this and whatnot? So it's great that I have that resource.
Yeah. And too, like, just having a supportive partner who, like, understands what you're doing is, it's so important, I think.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that. Yay. What is a favorite quote of yours and why?
So a quote I really like is, don't worry about the time it will take to accomplish a goal. The time will pass anyway. I saw that quote like right before I started auto body school, and that's kind of, it definitely inspired me to pursue it because, you know, at the time I'd spent almost 10 years in retail doing that, and I was worried about, you know, starting all over again. I was like in my mid-20s, which doesn't seem that old, but, you know, at the time it kind of did, and I was like, oh, do I really want to start all over and everything? But that quote, I mean, the time is going to pass anyways, so just go for it.
Yeah, I love that. I find, like, I struggle with that too. It's be like, there's, you know, there's so much you want to do, and it just feels like you have to do it right away, and then it's hard for me just to be like, you know, it's okay, like, the time will pass, like, you don't have to rush to do everything. I like that one a lot. So I know we just briefly talked about you and your new YouTube channel, so that kind of leads into my next question, which would be, what are your hobbies and what do you like to do for fun when you're not working on cars?
So I am a huge homebody, so if I'm not at work, I'm definitely at home. My husband and I bought a house somewhat recently, and when we bought it, I thought, you know, I had a vision, and I thought, ooh, I can do this, this, and this, and this to it, but I didn't realize that was a lot of work to do this, this, and this, and so this, this, and this has turned into years long of projects, so that keeps me busy.
For sure. I can't even imagine, like, houses are just, it's a lot. I feel like one project just kind of spirals and
it does
into another, right?
You're like, well, if I'm gonna start this, then I need to have this done. And then you start this and 6 months later you're still working on the first thing. You're like, well,
things around the house, like, you know, he'll get to like the end of his list and then it starts back again at like the room that he finished. It's like never ending.
Yeah, I mean, I thought like, oh, this will be easy, I'll just do this and this, and it's not. I think I'll be done in probably about 20 years now, so.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Yeah, there's an end in sight.
Yeah, a very faint light at the end of a long tunnel.
Yeah.
Live without.
You cut out on that last question. Can you repeat that? Oh my gosh, it's doing it again.
Is it?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
One more time.
One more time. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It might be my end too. What is one product or tool you absolutely love and you can't live without?
Okay, I cannot live without my Snap-on DA. I use it like all day, every day. You know, I mostly do prep, and our body technicians do their own priming. So I just, that thing just goes on for hours and hours.
I hear you. I did prep for like 10 years and yeah, your sander is like your lifeline, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Like sometimes I think like when this thing dies, I need Snap-on like right there.
Or just like
within a minute.
Yeah. Buy it like a spare one and keep it like locked up.
You know what? I didn't even think of that. I need a spare one.
Yeah, so it's like it's ready to tag in whenever it's needed.
Yes.
Okay, and lastly, where can our listeners connect with you online?
So, just like you said, I'm at The Blackest Years on Instagram, and then I have my YouTube channel, which is just Jessica Brownlee.
Awesome. And yes. Yeah.
Those are my socials.
Definitely check out Jessica. Give her YouTube page a follow. And thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Miss Manual podcast. Remember to share this podcast and show the world what's possible for a female in these male-dominated industries.